Okay.
One ten. This time is Mamsh, 110. Mamsh here. And I'm also regarding Panusa, that a person should have a duchen under a boyish lelem. I was with the Melech, who was a king over many, many countries. And there were some people who are moirid, some people, as always in the kingdom, some small city, there were people who rebelled against him. And he captured, he saw a beautiful bird as he was walking in his garden, and he asked for the bird to be captured. And the bird attack was captured. The bird had a very, very unusually nice singing voice, an unusually nice appearance. The bird was captured. Somebody who walks through the king's palace sees the bird and says, I'm very worried about you. You're such a talented bird. He says, you may starve. Why? Because in the wild you were able to go and catch your food. But now that you're captured, who's going to feed you? What do you mean? The melech. He's now in the Heichal HaMelech. And the Heichal HaMelech doesn't have to worry about food. The Melech who supplies food and the economy for so many countries, such a mighty, mighty king, doesn't have a few grains of food to give to the little bird. But the same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now he says also, he says the person who's not a Baal Batuchen doesn't realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who sustains not only this world, but also the upper world. So he starts first, the first part, like the whole Mushal, is only the Nimshal, we're going to do part of it today. Kenad of Ramam, she said, B'nyanenu B'Kal V'Choymer. Elif Alufin, the Kal V'Choymer is thousands and thousands times more than the story of the little bird there. He's born in Hetev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Buddha Soil Mazeh, Baruch Hu created this world, Shu Oil Magashmi, and also created the Oil Moelyu. V'yadua Shu Oil Moelyu and the Chlulim Oilom is Harbe. The Oil Moelyu alone consists of many, many different Oilomas. Kamat Ein Shir. But B'der Klal, we speak about Nechshovim Boi Gimel Oilomis. Besides this world, we talk about three other worlds. And that is the Sifre Kabbalah, bring it down, and the Chofetz Chaim brings it down. So what we have is this world is called the Oilom Hasir, which is the lowest level world. Then we have the Oilom Hayetzira, which is one above. That's the world of the Maluchim. Then you have an even higher. You have Oilom Habriya, then you have Oilom Hatzilis. Okay, these are the four worlds. And Chofetz Chaim points out, he says, so besides our world, you have Gimel Oilomis. He says, Echol, one is the Oilom Hamaluchim. That is the world above our world. And then you have Ulav, and on top of that world you have Oilam Habriya, it's called. And Vyalkulam, and the highest above all the Oilam is Oilam Hatzilis. What's Oilam Hatzilis? That's the place where the glory of Hashem shines directly. Sheshomhu Hatzilis Kotchoy Yizborach. Meshomach HaChemin Ozal. This is brought down from a posik. Because the posik says in Yeshaya, Kol Nikre Bishmi Ulich Voidi Berusiv, Yotzartiv Af Asisiv. So he says, Kol Nikro Bishmi, that's the highest world, that's close to Hashem, that's who Oilam Atzilis. Lechvoidi Berusiv, that's Oilam Abriya. Oilam Abriya is the Briya, that's where the Kisa Kovet actually is of Hashem. The Oilam Hayetzira, that is the Oilam Shisham Huchayis Akoidish, Roy Cheskel Hanoviv, Chol Oilam Amalufim. It's Oilam Hayetzira. And then it says, Af Osisiv, Yotzartiv Af Osisiv, that's the Oilam Hazeh, Mechol HaGalgalim, and all the planets. This world and all of its planets is ka'ayin uke'efes neged oilam hayitzira. It's mamish nothing, as great and as vast, he says, this world with all the planets and the universes, but it's mamish nothing it is compared, he says, to just one world above us. That's the oilam hayitzira. In oilam hayitzira, you have kittis maluchim harbe. You have many groups of maluchim. What many means? Adin shir. There's no shir to how many groups of maluchim. And each group itself, he says, B'chol katnim tzuim maluchim kamatein misper. So we have groups, we have kittis without a misper, and within the group itself, we have maluchim, which is kamatein misper. When you call the Pudu, says Daniel, Elef alufim yisham shinai v'riboy rivavon kudumoy yikumen. Thousands and tens of thousands, 10 times 10,000, 10,000 times 10,000, and so on. Kudumoy Yikumun are standing before Hashem. Vamachachmenozal, Bechagige, Shekol Zehu just Bekatachas. And all of these tens of thousands and millions of Amaluchim, everything that's only just in one group. Well, the Kitta say Misper. And there's no Misper of Amish as to how many groups of there is. It's Unashir, Unashir. When Shomar calls, the Posek says, Yev Hayesh Misper Gedudov, Zaini Mispa to the army of Hashem. The Isa Baton of Elio. Elio said that Sha'arba Meyers, the 400 times the Tzadik Vuv Alufim, 96,000 times 10,000 Malach Ashuras, Magdishin Shumayish Shalakodin Baruch Hu Tumet. Yitzia Sacham Achkiusa, that's from Netzacham to Shkia. They say Kudish, Kudish, Kudish. And from Shkia Sacham all night till the next morning, they say Burk Vaid. The Yadua. So if you have these thousands and thousands and millions of malochim, we know that the malochim also need mezoinis, but not our kind of mezoinis. This is the mezoinis that we're talking about, not physical food. They need spiritual food, which means we do hachokol abruim avagvoye shebegvoyim kulim trichim lashpuusa shal kodesh baruch hu. They all need hashpuah from the rabbi shalom. When shekuzim it says ato asis of ato machai eskulam, because baruch hu gives chias. Ach ein hashpuah mezoinim kama shalom. But of course, the mezoinis that they need is not like ours. Shehu mozin ruchni. From the Shekuzim, it says, Lechem Abir Mochalish. It's a Pesach in Tehillim. What's Lechem Abir mean? It's a Chalal say, Lechem Shemalach HaShur Es Oichel Mois. You see, the Mochim also eat bread. So it's a different kind of a bread. Different kind of a Shpur. Point he's going to make, which is tomorrow. So there's millions and millions of Maluchim. Because Rokha supplies Mazoinis. Right? And also in this world, so a person, an individual, right, does not have Betuchen that the Rabbi Shem will give him his Panusa. What it goes on to say is, how it would seem, so that the person should use a little bit of Seichel, to understand, of course, that Kadosh Baruch Hu certainly, right, is able to supply him panusa.